Anchorage Elementary teacher Paul Campbell was surprised to learn today that he is the recipient of the Milken Educator Award from the Milken Family Foundation. The foundation is a national group which has goals of improving education, public health, and medical research. The award is given to recognize teachers for their dedication to both their school and their communities. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early has more.
The Milken Educator Award goes to Paul Campbell.
Thirty-year-old Paul Campbell was certainly surprised at his selection as a Milken educator. Milken Senior Vice President Dr. Jane Foley describes the award as a, quote, Oscar for teaching. Most people in the Chester Valley Elementary lunchroom didn't know the purpose of the all-school assembly they were attending. Chester Valley Principal Adrian Grenier was one of few people in on the secret.
It was easy for me because I tucked myself in the corner just now. And then the way I told staff was, this is going to be a social-emotional learning assembly focusing on being thankful. So in my mind, that's what I had it as. So that's what I was planning for.
The assembly began with introductions from Dr. Dina Paramo, the Anchorage School District Superintendent, and Dr. Michael Johnson, Alaska's Education Commissioner, and 2008 Milken Award recipient. Foley then announced that Campbell was the newest Alaskan Milken educator. Campbell says he was discussing proper assembly behavior with his students when his name was called.
I was sitting next to a few of my awesome first grade students, talking to them about how we sit in assembly and how whispering to them, how we make sure we're looking at the speaker and following our assembly guidelines.
Campbell teaches first and second graders at Chester Valley Elementary in a looped classroom, which means that the students he has in first grade will be his students in the second grade. Among other criteria, Foley said that Campbell was recognized for the ways that he instilled critical thinking and socio-emotional development in his students. He says a method that he uses to help engage his students is singing.
For one, first graders, how fun is singing? Super fun? Yeah, it's super fun. Also, it combines our class together and it brings us together as one school family, one classroom family. So it's super important for us to build that community.
The Milken Educator Award is given out nationally to teachers who have demonstrated excellent education achievement. Dr. Foley says up to 35 teachers across the country will be recognized this year. Campbell is the 15th Anchorage teacher ever to get the award. Among the other guests of the assembly were past Milken Education Award winners from Alaska, including Campbell's former teacher, Robert Woods, who is also unaware Campbell was going to be honored.
I did not know he was selected. The whole assembly, I'm looking across and at him as a past student, so they announced his name, and that just pride just comes to you immediately, going, so well-deserved. And as we noticed, he's totally shocked, going, why am I any greater than anybody else?
Principal Grenier says the award was a great way to remind people of the work that teachers do and often aren't recognized for.
So I think moments like this are so important because it takes a step back and recognizes a whole teacher. And it really looks at all the things that people like Mr. Campbell do, and how he connects with his kids, and just like they were talking about how they sing songs in class all the time, and just all of that importance of connection with the kids, because they're not going to be interested in learning if they don't connect with our teachers.
Aside from recognition, the Milken Educator Award also comes with a $25,000 check. When asked what he plans to spend it on, Campbell initially thought of his family.
My wife and I, we have a new baby girl, a 4.5-month-old child, so maybe college fund. I don't know, off the top of this grenier, maybe some new things here for school.
The Milken Foundation describes the award as one for people in their early to mid-careers rather than a lifetime achievement award. While Campbell is early in his career, Chester Valley is the first school he's taught at, he's looking forward both in a daily and yearly way.
My next step is we're going to finish our turkeys this afternoon for our Thanksgiving project. I don't even know if I can wrap my head quite around the next transition. I mean, we always kind of have a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan. I hope I'm just helping kids, whatever I'm doing.
When Campbell walked into his classroom following the assembly, his students gathered around him to show him the pictures they drew of him getting his award. One student even drew him a congratulatory pizza. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.